The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Major injury after just 1 week. Dak Prescott with a thumb injury is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Welcome to a bonus podcast here of Fantasy Football Today on this Monday morning. And good morning to everybody out there. Heath Cummings is here. I'm Adam Azer. Heath, all right, so I think we should... I'm just going to throw this out there. Are there any must-start Dallas Cowboys for the next 2 months?
Depending on the matchup, like I think you're probably going to start Zeke and CeeDee Lamb next in the future, more often than not. I don't know if I'd use the word must-start. It would depend on who else you had on your team. But if you took a third-round pick on CeeDee Lamb and you're starting three wide receivers in your league, I doubt you have three guys you feel a lot better about.
All right, remember when we were draft season? It's been a while.
When we were fighting over who had more upside, Trey Lance or Dak Prescott. Boy, they're awesome.
Let's say we were still drafting. It's not the whole year for Prescott, but it's 6 to 8 weeks. And there are no bye weeks in that stretch. Bye week is maybe toward the very end of that stretch for the Dallas Cowboys. They have a bye kind of midseason. When would you draft CeeDee Lamb? 12-team league.
Yeah, round six.
Wow.
I wonder if he, I mean, really, I'm trying, now that I think about it, I'm trying to decide if there's any difference between him and Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
I didn't draft Amari Cooper in round six, so maybe it should be round seven.
I guess it's worth mentioning, and by the way, when would you draft Zeke? Would he be the first, is he more valuable than Lamb right now?
I would think that he's going to be more valuable until Dak returns than Lamb.
This is really awful. This stinks. Because
I mean, there wasn't a huge difference between Lamb and Zeke in draft season. Maybe a round.
In ADP, yes. But for us, it was more like three rounds.
Well, not for me, but yes.
Okay, so...
I think I just never got as high on Lamb. But yes, regardless, that doesn't matter. It stinks, but... the offense isn't very good. Their offensive line isn't very good. CeeDee Lamb, for the period of time that Dak Prescott was playing, like we had this question still, how would he do as the number one without Amari Cooper to draw any attention? It wasn't looking very promising before Dak got hurt.
Two catches, 29 yards on 11 targets for CeeDee Lamb. Just a bad game for Dak Prescott. 134 passing yards. He played... 3.5 quarters, basically 14 of 29, 134 yards and an interception. So it was a bad game for sure.
Yeah, there were four wide receivers in that range who really just laid complete eggs. Allen Robinson, Mike Williams, DJ Moore, CeeDee Lamb. I'm more concerned about Lamb than Williams and Moore for sure. Probably more concerned than I am about Robinson as well.
Oh, yeah. And I think anyone, well, I don't think everyone, but I think we would, and I'm guessing our colleagues would certainly take DJ Moore and Mike Williams ahead of CeeDee Lamb right now. So, yeah, feet to the fire. Would you take Allen Robinson or CeeDee Lamb?
I'd probably take Robinson. I'm more hopeful that something good could happen next week.
And I think that it's worth pointing out that Cooper Rush is not Ben DiNucci, and maybe he'll do better than Andy Dalton did a couple of years ago. Dalton was eh. Dalton, he played 9 games. Prescott missed 11 games 2 years ago. Dalton played 9 of them, started 9 of them, and was on pace for 3,889 yards, 26 touchdowns, and 15 interceptions. It's not good, but it's not the worst. Amari Cooper was the only wide receiver who was, I would say,
I wouldn't say fantasy relevant, but like kind of a guy that you consider starting every week. He was on pace for 82 catches, 1,066 yards, and 6 touchdowns on 116 targets. It's interesting, though, you know, in 2020, without Dak Prescott, just the games that Dalton started, those 9 games, Lamb, Cooper, and Gallup were all on pace for 110 to 119 targets. And, you know, that's splitting it 3 ways. Maybe they're still going to be really pass happy. And last year, Cooper Rush came in, threw for 325 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Vikings. And Cooper and Lamb both had over 100 yards. Cedric Wilson had 84 yards and a touchdown. Schultz had a bad game, but it was 7 targets. And Tyron Smith only played 42% of the snaps in that game. So I guess I'm painting an optimistic picture here that we've seen a pass-happy team, even in the past without Dak Prescott. Maybe it's going to be divided more 2 ways than 3 ways between the top wide receivers, you know, because 3 years ago it was Cooper, Lamb, and Gallup. Sorry, 2 years ago.
Optimism. Even last night, it was Lamb with 11 targets, Schultz and Noah Brown each had 9.
This was 3 wide receivers, and then I don't even know what they got from their tight end. I guess probably not too much, but I don't know. I'm trying to be optimistic here for CeeDee Lamb. And everyone, like, we didn't even talk about Dalton Schultz. Is he just a streamer now?
I wonder if Schultz is maybe, like, he's definitely worse. But there was such a gap after TJ Hawkinson when you got to that next group of the Zach Ertz, Cole Kmet, wasn't he great? Evan Engram, like that group. I don't think he's falling into that group. So maybe Dalton Schultz is just the bridge now between the guys that we feel okay about as starters and the streamers.
Okay. And we'll see, you know, you're just going to hold on to everybody. You're not going to drop Pollard, for example. You're not going to drop Schultz.
You're not going to drop any of them. I, if we go 3 more weeks with Tony Pollard getting 6 carries and 2 catches and this team scoring 14 points a game, then I'm not certain that Tony Pollard is going to remain on rosters.
And I'll tell you, it might be Zeke's team, or maybe they go very run heavy in both of those guys.
And he looked pretty good last night.
He did look good, didn't he?
Yes.
5 yards per carry against the Bucs is no small accomplishment. 10 carries, 52 yards. It was a terrible game for the Cowboys, but, you know, we can excuse that, except now they don't have Dak. So, all right.
Well, and now they play the Bengals.
Let's go to the waiver wire and look at quarterbacks here. If you're the Dak Prescott manager, what do you do? Who do you like?
Yeah, I need to get the week 2 schedule pulled up. I wasn't quite that far, but yeah, I mean,
well, it's obviously a long-term thing.
I know that going into the week, what's that?
It's a long-term thing, not just
right.
Week 2.
I think you're a streamer now. I don't think there's probably someone out there on the waiver wire that you're going to pick up and just start for the rest of the year. I like Justin Fields was the guy who I thought was the under. He is available in 33% of leagues, but he plays the Packers this week, so I'm not sure how excited I'm going to be about that. Carson Wentz looked exactly like I thought he might and just a little bit better in his first start. Now, that was Jacksonville.
He's
Trubisky
what,
and Mariota would be someone to consider based on weekly matchups.
Wentz is 24% rostered. Field 67%. If you're in a shallow league, you got Matt Ryan and Jameis Winston. Ryan could have had a much better game. There was at least one, if not 2, drop touchdowns. Some options.
Ryan was the guy I had as a stash. He plays Jacksonville this week, the team that Wentz just lit up.
Right. Okay, but that's obviously a shallower league, 75% rostered. So I hope the quarterback is a little bit deeper than it has been in the past, or else this could be tough. And my final thought is if you're in a 2 quarterback league or a super flex league, find the Dak Prescott manager. Offer him your backup quarterback if you can. I might leave you a little thin, but this is what you could get such great value for your backup quarterback. And if you have 4 quarterbacks in one of those leagues, it's a no-brainer. Just try to completely rob the Dak Prescott manager because it's desperation. There's no quarterbacks in that format on the waiver wire.
If you are the Dak Prescott manager and the Trey Lance manager drafted 2 quarterbacks like we told him to, go see if you can buy low on Trey Lance.
All right. Might not be a bad idea to stash Jimmy Garoppolo in those formats either. So the two QB leagues, you know, I'm really not even joking. You know, you never know what could happen. But all right. Thanks very much, Heath Cummings. Appreciate your time on this Monday morning. Sorry for the bad news, everybody. Good luck getting through this. Maybe it'll be better than we expect. And we'll talk to you later. We have another episode coming up later in the day with Jacob Gibbs. And I think Dan Schneier. We'll talk to you then on Fantasy Football Today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.